BBC News with Nick Kelly. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is expected to announce nationwide restrictions under emergency powers brought in to try to deal with the coronavirus outbreak. A leaked draft suggests the decree could see citizens largely confined to their homes from Monday, except for the purposes of buying food and medicines and for work. President Trump says the United States will extend the European travel ban to Britain and Ireland. The initial ban covered 26 countries in the border-free Schengen area. He said the decision had been made because of a spike in coronavirus infections in the two countries. Italy says another 175 people who've contracted the virus have died, bringing the national total to 1,441. Germany, meanwhile, has confirmed it will lift a ban on the export of protective equipment, such as face masks deemed surplus to domestic needs. Scientists in the Netherlands believe they have found an antibody which could help detect the coronavirus and prevent it from infecting people. However, the antibody has yet to be tested on humans, a process which will take months. And in other news, the release of Taliban prisoners from Afghan prisons agreed under the US-Taliban deal has stalled. The Afghan government wants a guarantee that those set free will not return to fighting. Their release is a precondition for talks. And the US-led coalition in Iraq says that three of its troops have been injured in a rocket attack on a military base north of Baghdad. The Iraqi military said that more than 30 rockets were fired at the Taji base and that several Iraqi servicemen were also wounded. BBC News.